With Donald Trump's presidential election victory defying most pollsters' forecasts, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein's pursuit of a vote recount in the historically Democratic states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were welcomed by many in a nation suffering from political shock. Of the three states, Wisconsin was the only one to complete a recount, financed by small donors across the U.S. who contributed to a fund set up by Stein. However, Republican legal objections succeeded in blocking the completion of a vote recount in Michigan and prevented a vote recount in Pennsylvania from ever getting started. Although the recount in Wisconsin didn't change the state's results, Stein said the process she initiated revealed deep flaws in state systems for administering voting and verifying results. She cited election irregularities in Michigan, including more than 75,000 uncounted ballots, as evidence of the need to re-examine that state's election outcome and the urgency for reform of state laws that make verification of voting results more difficult. Greg Palast is an investigative reporter and award-winning author who uncovered the Republican voter purge in Florida that led to what many charge was a stolen election in 2000 that put George W. Bush in the White House. In his new documentary film titled The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, Palast investigates a multi-state system known as CrossCheck that he says was employed to wrongly purge some 1.1 million Americans of color from the voter rolls of GOP-controlled states. Your reporter spoke with Palast, who reports on the results of his most recent investigation into the Green Party-initiated recounts in the three Rust Belt states and the Republican Party effort to stop them.
I think that the recount was sabotaged in Wisconsin, sabotaged and stopped in Michigan, halted in Pennsylvania, because they knew what would happen if you actually counted all the votes. And this is the dark secret of American democracy, is we don't count all the votes. There are officially, this is not, you know, Greg Palast finger in the wind type stuff. We have an agency called the Elections Assistance Commission, which tracks the number of votes and the number of no votes, the number of ballots which are never counted. They call it spoiled. And the problem is that if you're black, the chance your vote will spoil for a technical reason is 900% higher than if you're white. And we saw that happen in Michigan, in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Carolina, Arizona, and Florida. That's quite a bit. All of those Trump so-called victories, margins there, may not be victories if you pulled ballots out of the electoral dumpster and counted them. We don't count all the ballots in America. And no nation can count all ballots. There's always some that are spoiled and legitimately destroyed and unreadable. But in America, it's in the millions, and it is deliberately biased against voters of color. That is our nasty secret. Jill Stein told me that she, when I met up with her in Detroit, she said she expected to find Russian hackers and stuff like that that may have bent the vote. And she said, what I found instead, and this is a quote from her, what I found instead was a Jim Crow election, black votes uncounted that made the difference. So that's why they had to stop her from counting those votes.
Greg, how typical is it that you'd have 75,000 plus votes in Flint and Detroit, as you described, that went uncounted? If you go back to presidential election years like 2012, 2008, and so on.
Just in Florida, 2000, 181,000 ballots were rejected as uncountable for hanging chads and similar reasons. 181,000 ballots. So 75,000 ballots in Michigan, that's not unusual. And where are those ballots not counted? Generally, they're not counted in black areas, as the U.S. Civil Rights Commission found in both its nationwide and state studies. Why in Detroit? Well, remember, and Flint. Remember, Detroit and Flint are bankrupt cities. They were taken over by the Republican governor, who appointed what he called emergency managers, who then slashed the budgets of these cities. First, they slashed the budget for the water supply of Flint. And infamously, they poisoned the children of Flint. When you're talking about people to save a few bucks who have no problem poisoning children, the idea that they would poison the election machinery is nothing. What they did was something simple. The black officials begged the state to let them spend the money to get new voting machines because their old voting machines, their ancient voting machines, just didn't work. They were broken. And in fact, on election day, 87 machines broke down in Detroit. 87. Each of those machines supposed to tabulate thousands of votes. What happened to those votes?
What are the dangers you see in the Trump administration as it takes power with its chosen Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, with a horrendous record of racist statements and prejudicial actions as a senator, and the appointment of Supreme Court justice or justices that may fall to Trump, as well as federal judges that he'll have, from what I heard, an estimated 100 of who he'll get to choose?
Yeah, two things immediately. Number one, Jeff Sessions says we're going to eliminate the Voting Rights Act. Trump could not have been elected if it wasn't for the gutting of the Voting Rights Act in 2013, but it's still hanging in there, the Voting Rights Act. That is going to be removed utterly. And if they can't remove it utterly, though I think that they will, they simply won't enforce it. Because right now, you've got the mob, you've got the vote heist mafia, is running the FBI, literally, is running the enforcement division of the Civil Rights Enforcement Division, Voting Rights Enforcement Division of the Justice Department, which will now become an injustice department. It's true that Obama basically was frozen in place and his Justice Department was pretty much useless throughout his 8 years. You know, one thing is the jalopy not moving. The other thing is it for it to race in reverse at high speed. We're going to be back in 1955 when it comes to voting. I'm telling you that right now. We're going to be coming back to that same situation where we're going to be for black people, and now the new black people known as students and Asian Americans are going to have a heck of a time trying to vote. Students, Asian Americans, African Americans, Latinos, look out in those GOP-controlled states. We're going back to the 50s.
That was investigative reporter and author Greg Palast, whose new documentary film is titled The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Find links to Palast's investigations and related election analysis by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.